We are in the studio tonight, and this is always exciting because we get to meet new people. The band Reuben is here from the borderlands of Wisconsin and Minnesota, and this is your first time in Milwaukee, if I'm not mistaken. I have not heard you've been down here before.
Yeah, it's our first appearance as a band.
Okay,
certainly.
Cool. Excellent. You guys came to our attention, even though your album came out almost a year ago now. You didn't come to my attention till a couple of months ago. I don't know which one of you or somebody sent a nice email with songs attached and said, check this out. And so I went, I think it was a Bandcamp site or something, and I listened. I went, all right, how come I don't know about these guys? we were very impressed, and we had to get your stuff on right away.
But, well, thank
I guess
you.
The social media, the electronic media works.
It does, yeah. It can be a little bit overwhelming at times, but when you get through, it's gratifying.
Yeah. I still have a hard copy of what you do, but I don't need one.
So, well, we brought one for you.
Okay, yeah. Well, appreciate that. I guess first time in the market, I think you have to explain yourselves and give a little backstory and back history to the group. How did you guys come together, and you know, how would you describe what you play to people?
Probably rock and roll. And it's hard to pinpoint it. It's kind of generic in a sense. But we've been together for like 10 years. And we were all friends, Sam, Mac, and I, when we were younger. And as we got older, we decided to form a band because we all kind of had a thing in common with music. I love music.
Right. Well, to be specific, Sam and I are brothers. You can probably tell. And
it's the mustaches that give it away.
Yeah. And Dan grew up, you know, next to us, and we hung out. And then we, you know, like he said, figured out that we all like music and all grew up listening to the same sort of stuff, classic rocks. Mm-hmm. And then we, playing around the cities, met Katie through Katie's band. And she's an awesome singer. And we got to like their music, and they liked ours. We played with them around for a while, and then we stole her. We took her.
No looking back after that. Well, I have to say that I don't know if you've heard this before, and maybe it's just me, but when I first heard your song, Carry Me, I'm going, somebody sounds an awful lot like Van Morrison on this song. Have you heard that before, or is it just me?
Yeah.
We've heard that before.
We've heard it.
I mean, that's not an insult by any means. It's a high compliment. It's a good song. And you guys want to do that one?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Cool. This is Carry Me from our guest tonight, Reuben.
One, two, three. The summer rain washes all away all the hurt and pain behind these eyes. When the sun comes through, shadows burn in blue, and I'm still loving you. I know everything's gonna be alright. When that southern wind
for someone who is so soft-spoken, he can belt out a tune, can't he?
He was saving his voice.
That's Carrie Me from our in-studio guest tonight, Ruben. Guys are down from the, I call it the Minnesota-Wisconsin borderlands region, but officially your base is...
Stillwater.
Stillwater, okay.
Yeah.
So pretty much, yeah.
Yeah.
The birthplace of Minnesota.
There you go. Now, as an indie band these days, are you guys trying to expand your reach beyond just a few hours of home? You're going to venture out past Milwaukee or Quad Cities or something?
Yeah.
Is that in the marketing plan down the road?
Yeah, yeah. We'd like to be able to take trips trips out of town and use the music as a as an incentive to plan the trips. You know, we love getting out, and you know, having the tools we have with the Bandcamp and other various band-oriented social media outlets. It's really nice to have those because we can spread our music without having to travel out and just making a connection with a small amount of people, and one instance can grow our fan base exponentially, and that's what we're hoping to do at this point in time. We'll be heading out to Chicago in late January at Reggie's, and that'll be our first show out in Chicago. So yeah, we're venturing outward and in the hopes that we catch some people's ears, mm-hmm. and they pass it along to their friends.
Well, you came to us from, you know, a friend of a friend of a friend, so I mean it works.
Yeah.
And it's very.
We're doing kind of an acoustic set here tonight, but when you guys are on stage, do you plug in and get loud once in a while?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, we've been shut down a couple times. Yeah, yeah. Volume.
Yeah, we. You know, the way this sounds now, like you said, it doesn't exactly fit how it sounds normally when we play live. It gets pretty loud, and we like to have a good time. And
I like that.
Yeah, so do we.
I think this displays our vocal abilities a little bit more because it's harder to hear, you know, when you're in a club if you don't have like professional sound or whatever.
Right. Or the in-ear monitors.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
How many thousands do those cost?
Yeah, right.
So this is just a little quick trip to Milwaukee, and then you know, back home.
Yeah.
This is home to my fiance's family. She grew up.
Okay.
She grew up nearby. Went to school in the Milwaukee area, and we're crashing at.
Must be a good place person then.
Yeah. So it's, you know, if you need another reason to like us, you know, we support. And Altera Coffee is the best in the world, if I may say so.
Katie, we haven't heard much from you yet, because I've never seen you guys live. What is your role in the band on a live show? Are you basically the singer and multi-percussionist, or do you strap on an instrument and rock with them too? Or?
I'm basically that. I play the percussion because I like the tambourine very much. Yeah. But yeah, I sing background vocals. Dan wrote a song on their album, Things Have Changed, and mm-hmm. we sing that together. But yeah, I play a little guitar sometimes if they get a long gig, but no, otherwise, yeah, they're awesome enough to let me mm-hmm. tag along and add a little extra something mm-hmm. something.
Now, he said he stole you for their band. I don't think that's true, is it?
Well, sort of, in certain ways. I mean, we became really good friends, and my band broke up, and then I hooked up with them. I was like, hey, I'm going to support you guys. I'm just going to come see your shows. And then we became even better friends, and mm-hmm. and I started dating Mac, the drummer.
So we're really good
friends. So now we're really good friends. So, yeah.
All right.
That's what I meant when I said we stole it.
Okay. Now, before we went on the air here, you guys are promising to do something brand new.
Yeah.
You want to do that? What do we got that's brand new here? Yeah. I mean, you guys are always writing songs, I'm sure, but...
This song is called I Am Just a Ghost, and some lyrics some songs are written with the lyrics in mind. Others are written with a melody and the tune in mind. I think this falls in the latter category, but it's just, yeah, we're going to record it soon, somewhere down the line, and yeah, here it goes.
Okay, let's hear it. Very cool. That is called I Am Just a Ghost. Our in-studio guests tonight, Ruben. Their latest album is called Slow Bleed, although that song is not on it. You just heard the only version that exists. Poof, there it went. That's brand new. Thank you, guys. You know, we encourage people to check out Slow Bleed and, you know, check you guys out You'll be around a lot of times in the Midwest and come see you guys when you're here. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
We appreciate it as well.
And, you know, we lost the bass there for a little bit during that song. We'll get that soldered up for you before you go.
Oh.
Right. Get that cable soldered up there. Thanks again, guys.
Yeah, no, thank you very much. It's been fun.